Hello guys, welcome back. In today's episode, I'll be telling you guys the important skills of owning a business. When you own a business, you have to take on many of the day-to-day responsibilities yourself, at least in the beginning. Having some basic knowledge across all aspects of business operations can go a long way to make your business flourish, and ultimately turn you into a more well-rounded manager when you do eventually hire staff. Which skills are the most important to develop from the get-go? Alright, let's get into it, shall we? Number one, delegation. Many first-time business owners experience anxiety when it comes to turning over duties as their business grows. No leader wants to be perceived as a lazy idea guy, but there comes a time where growth is important. Leadership means focusing on the big picture instead of hopping around the office proving you're not afraid to roll up your sleeves. Train yourself to delegate every duty that doesn't need your authority by spending 1 hour each month auditing how you spend your time throughout the day. You're not doing your team a favor by backing them up with menial tasks if it means you're not out there creating new opportunities for them. 2. Thought leadership. A thought leader is someone with a different way of weaving things than what is mainstream. Some leaders lead their followers but don't innovate, while a thought leader has something controversial to offer. It could be someone whose story, product, or ideas are not popular, but thought leaders have a very distinct thesis and message to share to motivate others. Leadership is very important, but you must be a thought leader to operate well every day. Operations, tech, PR writing, and marketing skills will all follow once you have the heart to innovate, motivate, and share. Maybe the smartest or most talented people out there, but once your people fail under your leadership, your whole business will fail too. 3. Basic communication skills. This might sound obvious, but the biggest and most consistent gap I see within founders and leaders is not having adequate communication skills. A lack of communication can be a huge vulnerability for teams and organizations. As a leader, you should lead by example and help implement a culture that thrives on proactive, open, and honest communication. This should flow in every direction and include gaining feedback from clients, partners, and staff often. By not having this skill, negative sentiments can start to grow and spread within the organization. This will eventually impact employee morale and then spread to other aspects of a small business. A common misconception is that good communication is a natural skill. Well, it can be, it can also be taught and learned. 4. Proactivity. The whole get things done mentality to ensure seamless day-to-day operations for your team almost always runs into a roadblock that was never considered. That's because a lot of times we're somewhat reactive to this formula where a client, vendor, or customer gets angry and we put measures in to make sure that the problem never happens again. Then we rinse and repeat, but some changes might only work for a small fraction of situations that could make things worse for the whole. Focusing on what could go wrong with the fixes and emphasizing context on where your team needs to support can get you much further ahead of that issue. It makes you proactive, not reactive, and gives the weapons your teams need to run better without you needing to interfere all the time. 5. Financial literacy. Nothing is more important in a business than understanding the finances. A good business owner knows how much things cost, including things like labor, sales, etc. This is important so that you maximize cash flow and have good planning for the future. Numbers don't lie. They give you a real strong understanding of the health of your business. It also tells you what direction your business is growing in and where it needs more help. Understand your numbers. Your business depends on it. 6. Leadership. Companies are full of personalities and relationships. I have found that the primary thing that keeps all types of people focused and connected is purpose. What are they all striving for? What are the goals everyone in the company is moving towards? Everyone in the company needs to be reminded of their purpose almost every day, and it's not enough to write on the wall. The strength of a leader could be measured by how many personalities get behind and believe in the purpose the leader puts forth. The leader of the company need to bring inspiration to their purpose. In light of all the things individuals in the company do, there must be a solid, greater purpose that all employees can support. I feel this is what has driven every company's success throughout all these years. 7. Emotional intelligence. High emotional intelligence is a vital skill for any business owner, whether it's with clients, suppliers, or partners. going to be interacting with people all day long. Being able to perceive their emotions will help you build stronger relationships. You also need to recognize and manage your own emotions, as owning a business is no easy feat. Being comfortable with yourself and aware of where you stand will make decision-making easier, especially under stress. With the advancement of technology and life online, more and more jobs are pushing more technical tasks to automation and robots. This means that being personable and having a powerful EQ are more important than ever. 8. Sales. Whether it's onboarding new clients, generating customers, hiring employees, bringing on investors, or retaining existing talent, all small business owners need to know how to sell. You have to know how to sell yourself. Sell your products or services. Listen to your customers while ensuring you get buy-in from your employees, partners, or investors. Essentially, knowing how to persuade all stakeholders is the key to running a successful business. Number 9. Customer service. The key to any successful business is good customer service. You can get tons of customers at your business, but if you don't provide outstanding customer service, those customers will never stick around. It's much more expensive to acquire new customers than it is to keep existing ones. All small business owners need to know how to provide good customer service. This includes learning how to deal with angry customers and negative reviews properly, how to listen and respond in a timely manner. Knowing how to accept and implement feedback will allow you to go above and beyond for your loyal customers. Number 10. Digital marketing. Digital marketing is essential for any businesses today. More people than ever before have access to low-cost internet, and people rely on search engines to help them find information and buy products. Business owner needs to find and have a firm knowledge of SEO, social media marketing, online advertising, and more to guide the business growth. You can hire people to manage these aspects of your business, but you still need to be informed enough to lead your team into creating the best digital marketing strategy for your business. You also should have the ability to track and measure the results of different campaigns. You can only do these things by understanding digital marketing. And number 11, self-awareness of blind spots. With all the technology available today and the world's knowledge at our fingertips, we'd be easily conned into believing that there is a set of apps, a suite of software, or a regimen that practices that any entrepreneur could enact and see results. The true killer app is knowledge of self, and the ability to realize when you need help. We want to pull off the tech, putting our problems on a dashboard, and whisking our worries away with a widget. With each Frankenstein fix to a workflow with tech or a new strategy plan, the unforeseen issues compound. The best basic skills to sharpen and refine is the ability to realize your blind spots. Then seek help from experts you actually trust and listen to that. It can help you see more clearly. Jeff, I would say thank you. Hit the like, subscribe, and share button. If you actually learned something from this episode, then consider this as a plus. Jeff, I would say thank you. Hit the like, subscribe, and share button. And I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.